The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, damn, Monday Night Football, we had us some excellent quarterback play, at least from two quarterbacks on the field. We did have two games, so let's start with the first game. It was the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Buffalo Bills, and the Bills just dominated the Jaguars from start to finish, 47-10, and Josh Allen was one of those dudes who had excellent quarterback play, played practically a flawless game, went 23-for-30, 263 yards and four touchdowns. And, you know, they shouldn't rely on him for every single game, but this was a game where he really made it look easy, look like it just was pretty flawless game for them. And then the Jacksonville Jaguars, on the other hand, this team hasn't won a game yet. And Trevor Lawrence, he didn't look too good. I mean, he was not only taking some big hits, but he made some pretty bad throws on a few occasions. And this Jacksonville Jaguars team is looking like a pretty terrible team right now. But, I mean, it is still pretty early in the season. But Josh Allen is actually looking like one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now. He's pretty much playing flawless football at this current point in time. So he's started off the season spectacular and really just taking the Bills to a whole other level this season. Then we had the Washington Commanders at the Cincinnati Bengals. And the other guy who had great quarterback play was rookie Daniels. Like, he had, talking about perfect game, he went 21-for-23. That means he only missed two passes. He only had two incompletions on the night with 254 yards, two touchdowns, and a rush touchdown as well. So Daniels is looking like a... probably the best rookie quarterback so far. I mean, it is still very early on in the season, but I mean, going 21-for-23, you can't overlook that. And he really dominated this Cincinnati Bengals team. Cincinnati Bengals, it was looking like they were playing through mud throughout the majority of the game. And then they finally started to get it going in the second half, but it was too little too late for them. And the Washington Commanders walked away with the win 38-33. Washington defense played well. Their offense played well. But Daniels, he made some really, really big throws, and they were deep ones as well. McLaurin had this amazing touchdown, and it was really just a mostly dominating game, I would say, from Washington, whereas Cincinnati, they haven't won yet on the season. And, you know, Joe Burrow looked like, I've had issues with this offensive line for basically ever since they drafted Joe Burrow, and it doesn't feel like they've tried to get it better. And you could tell it's really starting to cost them now. I mean, it's cost them in the past, but now it really is. And Burrow is barely able to really feel comfortable in the pocket ever. So we'll see what happens with the Bengals. It might just be kind of a slow start because, I mean, real talk, this has been a very, very weird start to the NFL season. It is it's week four, and really there is not a team that I trust just yet. And I look at it and go, yeah, this team's doing it all because there's just questions about every team. But, I mean, I kind of feel like week four, the tides are going to turn and we're going to finally start to see – things take shape and teams start to play at a more consistent rate, and we'll find out who the real deal is and who isn't. So let's get into the top 10 NFL power rankings for this week. And we've had some shuffling here because, like I said, these first 3 weeks have been weird. But we do have a lot of the usual suspects up at the top, beginning, of course, with number one being the Kansas City Chiefs. They're 3-0 on the season, and they're still winning. They're still getting the close wins. They're still getting the wins that matter. And even though Mahomes, they're talking a lot about his interceptions, it's like, so fucking what? Are we going to really be ticky-tacky with Mahomes at this rate? The dude's the best quarterback in the game at this point in time, and they'll get it right. I'm pretty sure they'll get it right at some point in this season. But it's really all about this Kansas City defense. I mean, they really carried them last season, and they are doing it again this year. They are making the big plays when it's necessary. You know, they made the fourth down plays in this last game, the third down in inches plays. They are really making life a nightmare for offensive lines and quarterbacks and the ground attack. This defense is really, really playing lights out, whereas the offense still finding its way. But like I said, they're still the defending champs. And, you know, if you look at any of them, who do you trust more, the defending champs, two-time defending champs, or everybody else? I'm going with them. So until somebody knocks the Kansas City Chiefs down, I can't knock them down just yet. Then at number two on my top 10 NFL power rankings at the Buffalo Bills, overall record of 3-0, and it's all about Josh Allen. He has 634 yards on the season and 7 touchdowns at 0 interceptions, which is the best number there specifically for Josh Allen, because, you know, over the last few seasons, that's really been an issue for him, especially in the red zone. But this year, he's got 0. I'm sure it's going to happen at some point, but until then, he's really just riding high right now with the Bills, and I still have questions with the Bills. Their receiving core, I feel like at some point is probably going to let them down, but until then, the Bills, they are playing great, and I really like what I'm seeing from Josh Allen. Then at number three on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Minnesota Vikings, overall record of 3-0, and speaking of excellent quarterback play, Sam Darnold. He has taken over as the starting quarterback for this team, and pretty much everybody threw him in the trash, including myself. And he really is flying high because there's no J.J. McCarthy behind him because he's injured. So really, there's nobody here to take Darnold's job. So it's really just all-out assault for him right now. And he's got 657 yards passing on the season with 8 touchdowns, which leads the league. And only a couple interceptions as well. So he's playing efficient football. He's finding his weapons, and he's really taking advantage of the moments that he really needs to. But with the Vikings, what you really got to look at is their defense. This defense is killing it. This defense is why they are playing so well. They have 16 sacks on the season, which leads the league. They got 5 interceptions and a couple of touchdowns as well. So this defense is really getting at the quarterback. They're really taking care of business. And I mean, they are shutting down some pretty good offenses as well. I mean, you shut down the San Francisco 49ers, and then they shut down the Houston Texans this week. I mean, they really are looking pretty solid right now. So I have the Vikings at 3. Then at number 4 on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the New Orleans Saints, overall record of 2-1. They did finally come back down to earth this week, but still 2 dominating games. Plus, you know, they barely lost this last one. And I mean, it was really just a game of inches, if you will, and sometimes you're going to lose those games and sometimes you're going to win them. But I will say, Alvin Kamara is back. If anybody thought this guy was gone, he has just come right out the gates. He's got 285 yards rushing with 4 touchdowns already on the season, and he's been a huge source of offense for them. He's been a huge driving force for them. Defensively, they play pretty well, but I mean, offensively, this is a pretty damn good team, even though they did just get shut down against the Eagles in week 3, like I said. It's going to happen at some point, but really take a look at Kamara. If he stays healthy, if he stays playing like this, you really got to watch out for the New Orleans Saints. Then at number 5 on my top 10 NFL power rankings at the Detroit Lions, overall record of 2-1. And this team's just doing it like they're supposed to do it with their ground attack. Montgomery is having a phenomenal year to start. He's got 231 yards rushing with 3 touchdowns already. And then speaking of a great start, defensive end Aiden Hutchinson already has 6.5 sacks on the season. Yes, 6.5. 4.5 of those were a couple weeks ago in one game. This guy, and this is only the start. I mean, just imagine what he's going to be doing towards the end of the year. If he just keeps it up at this pace, he could potentially break that NFL sack record. But we are still early. But I mean, really, that's how the Lions are getting it done. They're really dominating on the ground. Just pounding away, taking time off the clock, and then defensively, they're holding it down and getting at the quarterbacks and making sure the opposing team doesn't score. Then at number 6 on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Houston Texans, overall record of 2-1, and their defense is just, they did not have a good game this past week, but overall, this is a fantastic defense. They've got 13 sacks on the season with 3 interceptions, so they're getting the turnovers, they're getting the sacks, and they're really making it difficult for the quarterbacks, and but it's their offense. Their offense has been very shaky so far. It really hasn't got going, and then this last game, Mixon was not in the game. He's their running back, and he's been he's been solid the first two games. But still, overall, you look at the Texans' offense, and I feel like they still have some growing to do. And that obviously showed this week against the Minnesota Vikings. But they're still a damn good team, and so they didn't fall too far. Then at number 7 on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Pittsburgh Steelers. Overall record of 3-0. With this team, to me, there's just nothing but questions. I really don't know if I believe in them just yet, but they are 3-0. Defensively, they are probably the best team in the league defensively. Well, them and the Vikings. You can really go back and forth. But Pittsburgh does have TJ Watt. He's got 3 sacks on the season already, and he pretty much is in on every single play defensively. He changes pretty much every single play for the opposing offenses. So he really is a game breaker and a game changer. But the Steelers' offense is so anemic and so inconsistent. I kind of feel like at some point, once they start playing better teams with a lot better offenses, I think it's going to be a much more different story. But until then, the Steelers are 3-0. Got to give them their respect, and especially TJ Watt. This dude is carrying this team. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Green Bay Packers, overall record of 2-1. And I would just say overall, this is probably the best overall team because they're playing excellent team ball. They're really starting to form their ground attack as they did this last week with Josh Jacobs. You know, he just signed with them in the offseason, and he's really just, it's taken him a minute to really get going. But this last game, he really got it going. Even with the injury to Jordan Love, the offense has still been able to maintain, and the defense has really been able to hold it down. So I look at the Packers as just an overall solid team, and once Jordan Love gets back, I kind of feel like you probably got to watch out for the Packers because they look like a pretty legit squad. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NFL power rankings is the New York Jets. Overall record of 2-1. Defensively, they've got 14 sacks on the season, so they are right up there with the top defenses in the league when it comes to taking down the quarterback and really making things difficult for the opposing quarterback. And then Aaron Rodgers, the dude is back. There are no issues or lingering effects from his Achilles injury from last year. He's got 624 yards passing and 5 touchdowns, so he's really turned this offense around, really turned the tides, and they look like a pretty solid squad, at least for now. But like I said, this whole season has been a crapshoot to start. And then rounding out the top 10 NFL power rankings this week, speaking of a crapshoot, I have the Seattle Seahawks right here. Yes, they are 3-0, but they are a team I look at and go, are they for real or not? But until they start to lose, we got to keep them up here. I mean, they are also playing excellent team ball. Geno Smith, he's been really locked in at quarterback. DK Metcalf, he's been a huge playmaker. Then their ground attack, it's been, you got Kenny Walker, who started off the season with a huge game, and then he got injured. He's missed the last couple of games. But then Charbonnet, he's come in as the backup role, and he's served as a solid backup. So offensively, they're holding it down, and then defensively, they are also one of the top defenses in the league, at least right now. They're getting tackles, they're getting sacks, they're getting turnovers, they're getting touchdowns. So this the Seattle Seahawks team, I still have tons of questions about them, but until then, they deserve to be discussed just because, hey, they are one of the few undefeated teams, and they are playing a pretty solid team ball right now. Moving on to week 4 and this week's Thursday night football matchup, it is the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants. Right now, the Cowboys are a 4.5-point favorite, and they are coming off of 2 pretty bad losses. I mean, they got their asses kicked in both of these past 2 games, even though the last game was close. It was more just a fourth-quarter rally, but still, they lost, and they did not look good at all. So they got to come into this one, and I think they really got to put it on the Giants. They've kicked the crap out of the Giants over the last, 5, 6 years now. So they should kick their ass. The Giants are not a good team at all. They did get a win over the Browns last week. But, I mean, overall, the Giants are just a pretty terrible squad. Yes, they did find a new receiver, Malik Nabers, who went off last week. But I just kind of feel like that the Giants are not a good team, and they are going to struggle all year. Whereas the Cowboys, I still think they're a good team, still a talented team, and they do have a lot to prove this week, and they do need to shut some people up. So I think they are going to do what they usually do to the Giants, and I think that is they are going to kick the shit out of the Giants. I think it's going to be absolute Dallas domination, 35-17. Then moving on to the college football rankings this week, the top 12. And not a lot of changes, especially up at the top spot, because hook 'em horns, motherfucker. Texas Longhorns still the number one team. They are 4-0 on the season. They just kicked the crap out of General Booty and the University of Louisiana Monroe this past week, 51-3. It was a straight-up domination. Arch Manning's first game as a starting quarterback because Quinn Ewers, he's got a little oblique injury going on. Looks like he's going to miss this week's game as well. This is actually going to be the Longhorns. Welcome to the SEC matchup. They are playing Mississippi State. This is their first, basically the beginning of the SEC portion of their schedule. While this is not a powerhouse team, I still think the Longhorns still need to have their head on a swivel and need to make a statement in this one. Like I said, it looks like Ewers is not going to play in this game. Looks like Arch Manning's going to get another start, which I'm happy about just because he could use the work. You really actually could tell that Ewers is obviously the better quarterback of the two, at least right now. Manning definitely the most talented and definitely the future. But with Ewers, I think he's a lot more level-headed. He knows how to read a defense better. He's a lot less careless with the ball. Whereas Manning, you could tell there are some points where you're like, ah, dude, that was a huge mistake. That was a rookie mistake. And so he has a lot of growing to do. But still, how crazy is that? The dude's scoring like 4 and 5 touchdowns in these last couple of games. But he still has some growing to do. So just imagine what he's going to look like in the next year or two. Especially with these games that he's getting under his belt, because who knows when Ewers is coming back. It looks like he's going to miss this week, and it looks like the game against Oklahoma, because we have a bye week next week, so he gets 3 weeks basically of rest up until Oklahoma, so who knows if he's going to play against Oklahoma, but regardless, Texas Longhorns are number one, and I am loving it. At number two, Georgia is there at 3-0. They are just coming off of a bye week, but they've got their big week this week. They are playing number four ranked Alabama. They will be at Alabama. This has been Georgia's Achilles heel for the last couple of years. Even though Georgia's been the most dominating team, they still can't beat Alabama. So they really could use this one. So we'll see what happens in the Georgia-Alabama matchup. But I got to say, Alabama looks like Alabama, and I would not be shocked if Alabama gets this win, especially because it is in Alabama. Then number three remains Ohio State. They are 3-0, and they will be playing Michigan State this weekend. Number four, like I said, is Alabama. They just are coming off of a bye as well. They are 3-0 on the season. Like I said, they will be playing number two, Georgia, on Saturday. Number five, Tennessee, has moved up a spot. They are 4-0 on the season, and they just beat up Oklahoma. So loved to see that. They beat Oklahoma 25-15, and they have a bye this week. Then at number six, we have Ole Miss. They moved down a spot, but they are 4-0 on the season. They just took out GASO 52-13, and they will be playing Kentucky this weekend. Then at number seven, moving up, we have the U, Miami, Florida. They are 4-0 on the season. They just took out Southern Florida 50-15. They play Virginia Tech this weekend. Then at number eight, we have Oregon. They've also moved up a spot. They are 3-0 on the season. They are coming off of a bye week, and they are headed to UCLA this Saturday. Then at number nine, we have Penn State, who moved up a spot. They are 3-0 on the season, and they just smashed Kent 56-0. They will be playing number 19 Illinois this week. So that should be a good matchup. Then we have number 10 Utah. They moved up a couple of spots. They are 4-0 right now, and they just eked out a close one against Oklahoma State, 22-19. They will be playing against Arizona this weekend. Then at number 11, dropping four spots, is Missouri. They just got by Vanderbilt this weekend, 30-27, and they have a bye week this week. And then rounding out the AP top 12 in college football is Michigan, moving up six spots. They got a big win this weekend. They are 3-1 on the season. That one loss to my Texas Longhorns, of course. But this past weekend, they just got a big win over USC, 27-24, which they really needed. And they would be playing Minnesota this weekend. All right, y'all. Enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you on Friday.